Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, May 29th, the last show in May. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We are also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also follow us on X and Instagram, at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for the iOS. The Thunder thought they had it. They thought they were going to start the dynasty. Michael Wilbon says, no, not yet. Spurs came back, forced a game seven, and now a game seven. It will be in Oklahoma City, a showdown that favors the Knicks. And the man that has NBA final tickets, Mr. Anthony Faneuil Frog.
Game three, game four in New York City. Let's go, Knicks. Who we gonna play, Santiago? Come on, tell me who we got.
I'll tell you at the end of the show. But so
okay,
So Knicks have the lower seed. They're not gonna have home court advantage either way.
No way. It's going to either San Antonio or OKC. They got the highest seed, so they will have home court advantage in the West.
Because the Knicks were what, number three or four in the East, was it?
Yeah, they were three in the East, and OKC was one, and San Antonio was two. Yeah. So that's how it works. So they have the best record.
Gets, you know, in Major League Baseball, whoever wins
the All-Star
home field advantage. So it's quite something. All right, so let's go from last night's game, Game Six. I don't know who Anthony picked before this one, but the Spurs blew out the Thunder to force a deciding game seven. Victor Wembanyama had 28 points, Frog, 10 rebounds, three blocks, just to say the least. And the San Antonio Spurs sent the Western Conference Finals back to Oklahoma City for game seven, ruining the Thunder 118-91 on Thursday night. You saw the game while you were on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Victor had 22 at halftime. And I just thought he was going to score a lot more, but I guess second half, they slowed it down a little bit. I think game five, he didn't give it his all, Victor. I thought he was sluggish in that game that OKC blew them out.
Be clear.
Yeah, not Victor Rocha, people in the Jersey Boys fans that he has out there. We're talking about Victor Wembanyama. I said it wrong, but I call him Wemby. But I could never say his name.
In his press conference.
Yeah, tell me about this press conference. He did it all in French?
So, yeah, he did it all in French. Don't know why the reason, but the previous game, game five, he didn't turn up to the press conference, which the NBA warned him he cannot do that. And then if he did it again, he'll get fined. So he came back. I guess he feels more comfortable speaking in French. Remember, he's from France, so he's only been in the States for 2 to 3 years.
Well, I'm quite sure they can get a translator up there for him. I mean, if that's what he feels comfortable talking in French, let him talk in French and get a translator up there. That's all. They do it for Major League Baseball. They do it for, you know, baseball players. They could do it for him too. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, Santiago. I know you don't either, because, you will get fined if you don't do a press conference. I know that for a fact. They don't play that. They want their stars to be, you know, recognized and talk. How about hockey? The coach for the Las Vegas Knights. He got fined $100,000 and lost the draft pick. I was like, what are you guys doing? But they rescinded it. I believe the draft pick. So
they appealed it. Anyway, San Antonio did not provide a translator. They should have. But let's look at the stats last night. Devin Vassell, 12 points. Julian Champagne, 10. Mm-hmm. Victor Wembanyama, 28. Stephen Castle, 17. Dylan Harper, 18. The son of Ron Harper. These guys
are my guy, Rutgers.
Cylinders.
Listen, they got them young legs. I think game five, they didn't really push it like they did. They like Victor didn't play that good. I had an idea that they were waiting to save it for game six in San Antonio because you want to lay it on the line and with your home crowd. You know what I'm saying? And I think they did that. And game seven now, I still want San Antonio to win this, Santiago. But
why
I have
you say
a funny
that? You
feeling.
Think that the favors match up with the Knicks?
No, it ain't about matchups. I'm a big fan of Wemby. Like I told you before, I would rather
bring ratings.
See. Yeah, well, I like Wemby, and I think his box office, him and the Knicks, they're gonna. That's gonna
like
be the most watched.
99 retro, circa.
That too. I mean, we looking for revenge. I mean, that would be a big part of that matchup. I'm quite sure, especially the old Knicks and the old Spurs. They're gonna love that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens on Saturday night. But I would really like to see San Antonio. Oh man, what a baller! Avery was one of those guys, man. He was something special, man. As a guard, like I said, they had a real good team. David Robinson, Tim Duncan. How about what's his name? Was it Sean? What was his name? The guard. I can't remember that guy's name for nothing.
Let me look it up. I do have the roster and right in front of me, actually. I just got pulled up.
Do you? Yeah.
So we have
Sean Elliott from Arizona. Like those guys I remember. Like, those guys were good, man. They came to play every night, man. They don't.
Remember Mario
they didn't
Ellie?
Hold nothing back.
He was a good
Mario Ellie and the dude, Bowens, that played defense all the time,
no,
right?
Bruce Bowens
didn't they have a
came
guy?
Later.
Bruce Bowen? Oh, he came later, okay. And then
and
they
Steve
had Robert
Kerr
Horry.
Was on that team.
Steve Kerr was on the team that won it against 99 Knicks, right?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
But Robert Horry was not in that team yet. Big shot, Rob.
Okay. Yeah, man. So yeah, that was a good team. They Malik were. They
Rose,
just. We
Ray
didn't have
Williams.
Patrick Ewing. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have
for
it.
For sure.
We're going back to 1999 NBA playoffs, a short lockout season, and they were saying the Knicks weren't really an 8 seed. They were better than that. It's because of the shortened season. They were they just landed at the number 8.
And we were the first, I think, 8 seed to knock off a number 1 seed at that time. I think
which was the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat. Let's go ahead. Let them know down there in Florida.
I don't know if Victor Orocha was around in Miami at the time.
No, he was a Knicks fan at that time.
Interesting.
He crossed over after D Wade got there. So
about 03-06. All right, let's go back to the Thunder. Not much scoring going around. Frog SGA had 15 points. Cason Wallace 11. Jared McKay 13. Isaiah Hartenstein 10. Chet Holmgren 10. You need a lot more points to beat the Spurs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Spurs are young legs. They're going to be running the floor all the time. You got to keep up with them. I think they did the reverse of what San Antonio did in Game 5. OKC, you know, they did it in Game 6. They were, like, not really playing hard. I think they wanted to save their juice for Game 7. I just say that's what I see. I mean, they wasn't really playing hard. I mean, Chet Holmgren, he needs to step it up, that guy. He's, you know, the biggest guy out there. And I don't think he's giving OKC what they want, like, right now. You know, because SGA can't do it all by itself. Yeah.
Who do you think needs to be stepping up besides him?
Chet?
Shai Gilgeous, SGA. You think it'd be Chet that needs to step it up a bit?
Well, they're lucky they got Caruso because Caruso is carrying this team through this whole thing.
Only.
Yeah, but like I said, he had an off night as well. I mean, I expect him to step it up come Saturday. And, I mean, Chet is the main one. I mean, he's like SGA's Batman and Robin. Like, those two are,
he's the Pippen
you know,
the Jordan.
Yeah. But you know who's been helping him out a lot? And he came through off the bench as McCain. McCain and Mitchell, those two guys are, I think, help.
Points.
Yeah, they're pretty
Jalen
good.
Williams only had four. He's been dealing with injuries this past series. So quite something. What indicates from Frog, you prefer Spurs for some reason. I think OKC is a better team. Be harder team against the Knicks, in my opinion.
I'm going to say this. We're going to beat either one. Got to put a case stop to that.
Well, Knicks swept the Cavs a couple days ago, but there's some Knick news. Mitchell Robinson, the center, big man, has undergone surgery on his broken right pinky finger and plans to play in game one of the NBA Finals, which could start this Wednesday, while wearing a brace on his hand. It was not clear exactly when Robinson was injured, though video showed him grabbing at his right hand and shaking it, going back down the court with 5 minutes and 35 seconds left in the third quarter Monday after coming down from attempted to rebound a missed shot by teammate Mikal Bridges. Robinson played off and on until 7 minutes, 47 seconds left in the fourth quarter as the Knicks completed their Eastern Conference final sweep of the Cavaliers. How big is this situation? Do you need Mitchell Robinson? Do you need a healthy pinky finger playing in the NBA Finals?
I'm not going to freak out over the pinky finger that much, Santiago, but we do need him in his presence on the floor. I mean, I'm quite sure they'll put a brace on his finger or something, and it won't deter him from blocking shots and grabbing offensive rebounds because the guy's just a natural. So I expect him to be at full strength with a broken pinky finger, and he's gonna you probably won't even recognize he has a broken finger because he won't play that way. He'll bring it because Mitchell Robinson, the only way he knows how to play is hard and fast. So I expect him to show up game one for sure.
He plays from like he doesn't start for the Knicks, right?
No, he's off the bench. You got Cat as our starter at center,
of course.
So. Man,
this team is really benched up quite something. Tickets for that Nick final game. I saw the number somewhere. I'm trying to pull it up.
You're the only one on this show that can afford to go to that game, Santiago. I wish I could go with
man. I still have to compete and bid, but the highest sales for each Knicks game as of Tuesday morning was $12,000. $8,000 game four.
Yeah, that's not. It's not. I can't go, Santiago. I wish I could, but that's a lot of money to be eating and drinking and sleeping. If you know what I'm saying, I won't have nowhere to live.
There you have it. And we're gonna play a clip from last night about Knicks all-time top players.
That's a fraud.
Oh, top 10. And don't forget last year. And remember this, Vic, from last year. If Tyreek Halliburton didn't get hurt in that game, they push OKC to game seven. Trust me, if Halliburton didn't get hurt, we would probably be talking about the Indiana Pacers right now.
Well, here's the top because 10 they're talking about. John Starks is number 10.
That's
Charles
a low
Oakley,
bar.
Number 9. Allen Houston, number 8. None of these guys won chip. Bernard King's number 7. Carmelo Anthony's number 6. None of these guys won championships. Dave DeBuscher, I was thinking of him, number 5. Earl Monroe, number 4. He won 1. Willis Reed, number 3. Number 2, Walt Frazier. And they put Patrick Ewing as number 1.
That's a fraud.
Well, the reason being he's played the most games. He has the most points, the most, like, he's got so many, like, his numbers are super high, but he also played a lot.
They're about to be broken by Jalen Brunson. He's about to shatter those records. Jalen Brunson is 6'1 guard. He's going to about to shatter all of that.
What do you think about that? Jalen Brunson shattered the record.
Patrick Ewing,
is he a bum?
No, he's not a bum. And Byron needs to stop that. He's just taking shots at his sister because we're Knicks fans. But that's okay, Byron. We love you anyway. But listen, Jalen Brunson has a chance. You know what? You never – one name on that list was Jalen Brunson's not even on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
not yet.
We got him 3 years ago. He's taken us to the playoffs. Each level, he's brought us – closer and closer to this year, he got us into the finals. So I would expect Jalen Brunson's name to be on that list come next year at a real high clip, especially if he wins it. He'll be in the top 5. Let's just put it that way, because you can easily put him up there And if you really want to, Ewing didn't win a championship, right? But you got Clyde, Willis Reed, Dave the Busher, Earl the Pearl. They're all winners. And that would put Jalen Brunson on that list with them. So I would see if Brunson was to win, I would say he would be one of the greatest Knicks top five players of all time, right from the jump. And he, you know, he's already making his moves and making noise for the New York Knicks organization franchise already. So I'm just hoping he'll be here for the rest of his career. He'll set all new numbers for the Knicks. He'll surpass Patrick Ewing in scoring. There'll be a lot of records he'll break. So I wouldn't be surprised.
How in the world did the Dallas Mavericks let go Jalen Brunson?
They didn't want to pay him. You know, they didn't want to pay him. We talked about this too. Like, at first, everybody talked about how Brunson's contract for $100 million was a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, they thought the Knicks overpaid. They were reaching. No one thought Brunson was that guy. But you know, they wanted Donovan Mitchell first. And somehow Cleveland made a better deal, swooped in, and they snatched up Donovan Mitchell. So our choice was Donovan Mitchell, and then Brunson happened to be that next player that the Knicks were really, you know, wanted to match up and pair with Donovan Mitchell. So they ended up getting, you know, Brunson, but not Mitchell. And I think it worked out better for the Knicks because what Leon Rose has done to this team is he built it up and he went out and got Ananobi. And then after he got OG, he went and got Mikal Bridges. So he got two-way players on the wing. And you need that in basketball, a guy that can play both ends of the floor. You know that's important, Santiago, to have a guy that can play defense in the NBA because everybody's like really don't want to play defense anymore. It's all about, you know, scoring. And I think Bridges and Ananobi are those type of, you know, wing players that are built and they complement Jalen Brunson very well. And then Cat at the center, they went and traded for him. They got rid of Julius Randle. And, you know, the rest is history, man. I knew last year when we got Cat, if they would have had more time with him, they only got him last year towards the beginning of the season in the trade. They didn't really have him during the training camp season when they traded for him. So they had a full season. Right. So they had a full season to work together. And you've seen the difference. You see the difference with Cat. And now they unlocked him with that point center. I think it's going to be special. The Knicks got something special building. They don't need to go after players. Remember how players, every year, the Knicks are trying to get a superstar. Like, that ain't going to happen no more. They got the superstar, and that's it. They don't need nobody to come over here and rock the boat. This is Jalen Brunson and Cat's team, hands down. And I think the rest of the team knows that. So
this is our Knicks history towards the finals. Well, they win it first time since 1973. Let's stick with the NBA. NBA approves lottery reform, anti-tanking measures. The NBA boards of governors voted in favor of draft lottery reform and anti-tanking measures that will take effect next season. The changes will see the lottery expand from 14 to 16 teams, Frog, with a new 3-2-1 format meant to discourage intentionally racing to the very bottom of the standings. The league's three worst teams will be placed in a relegation zone that gives them only a 5.4% to win the lottery, whereas the 4th through 10th worst teams that fail to qualify for the play-in tournament will receive 3 balls each out of 37. So this prevents from tanking. There's been issues in the past. Philadelphia has done it. Other teams in the NBA. So will this help stop the tanking because it's become too noticeable?
I don't think it's going to stop it. You know, they'll figure it out. Coaches will figure it out, and they'll find a way around the tanking. Like, you know, we're going to lose, but we're going to show effort in losing. That's all. I mean, I don't know if it's going to really help. Well, we'll see once they implement it this year, but we'll see what happens next year. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Adam Silver discusses NBA flopping rules and AI officiating technology future. Adam Silver says the future of NBA officiating could soon include artificial intelligence and automated replay systems designed to improve accuracy and reduce controversy around calls. Will this also prevent that goaltending issue the other night with the Spurs and the Thunder?
They need this. Like, this is like instant replay, like in football. You have to have something to say, listen, guys, we missed this call. Can we check it and make sure we get it right? And that's all they're doing. They just want to cover their backs a little bit and make sure that they have a system in place, because they do make mistakes. They're human. And I think this is good for the NBA. They have it in the NFL, right? They have the AI technology now with a spot in the ball. Like for the first down, that's AI technology. So the NBA wants to do the same thing. So I get it.
Frog voted that in. All right, let's go to the NFL. Von Miller lobbies for Broncos. He's a free agent, just played for the Buffalo Bills this past season. Hopes he can reunite with the Denver Broncos this season because they might win a championship possibly. Obviously, he said he wouldn't start. He said. And I wouldn't play special teams, Miller told the Denver Post, Parker Gabriel. But I will say the type of room that we will have, the outside linebackers with me, Nick Bonito, will be a force. Mm-hmm. Whatever coach we have going on, I would just contribute to that. The defense that we had, I love to bring back those Super Bowl 50 vibes. Your thoughts, Frank?
I mean, Von Miller, you played a long time in the NFL, brother. Let it go. It's time to say, you know, we had it with you. Like some teams wanted him last year. They pulled him out of the off the couch. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what Buffalo did. I think when the Rams were finished with him, he was done. I mean, come on, man, the guy, you know, he's a baller, but at give it to the young kids, Von. Let these young boys play.
Nick Bonito.
You know, you're taking their job, man. Don't do it. He ain't taking Nick Bonito's job, that's for sure. That kid is he's good. That's why he ain't there. So, you know, like, they drafted him to let them know that we don't need you over here. We got this guy, you know. I don't see Denver doing that. That's just me. Maybe to help, you know, for veteran leadership, maybe, Santiago, but they really don't need
him. Locker room. Calm people down. You know, hey, guys, we got
they
this.
Need off.
Take compose. We're losing you, Froggy.
Say that again.
Your connection is lost a little bit. But, yeah, Von Miller can bring that veteran leadership. I stand corrected. He played for the Commanders this past season. He did play for the Bills 2 years ago. So I didn't see him much in the Commanders, but the Commanders had a bad season. So there were not much highlights from that team last year.
That's exactly why, you know, he played on a bad team. You know, you want to go to a good team. So now, you know, you're jumping from team to team. I don't know if that, you know, that's going to work. He's getting older too, Santiago. You know, I think he's in his late 30s, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
37, which is pretty old in football years. Yeah. Let's go to New York Jets news. Special teams player Irv Charles is going from last place New York Jets to the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. It was announced this past week. Charles, 29, was traded for a 2028 conditional 7th-round pick. The Seahawks waived. So pretty much the Jets are picking up picks here. Do you remember Irv Charles?
Not really. Like I said, I the Jets were so terrible. You know, I don't even know half that team. All I could tell you is that it starts this year for the New York Jets. I think that AG got a chance to pick his own groceries this year, and I love what the GM done with Daryl Mooney, and I think I'm gonna look at all the players from here on out. Charles is old news now, so I don't know who he was.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, they got a pick from that. They have a lot of picks going on with the Jets for next season. That's gonna be their. They're gonna make a lot of splash next year. That I can tell you. Now with Frank Reich, you know, showing some veteran leadership in that locker room, helping out Aaron Glenn. Hey, do this, say this. I'll calm my offense. You work on your defense. So we'll see what happens. More Jets news. Frog. They signed this kicker is everywhere. He's with the Giants and the Falcons. Young Koku, very experienced veteran kicker NFL. Your thoughts over this when you heard about it?
I'm a little nervous about this move, though, Santiago, because he's an indoor kicker. You know, we play outdoors. You know, he comes from Atlanta, and I think the last team he played with was – who was he with last year? I believe it was
He was to the Giants last year.
Yeah, the Giants. That's right. I don't think he was that good either, like outdoors. So, I mean, come on. I know he's a Jersey kid, but I'd rather have Nick Foles, man. That was my guy, you know?
Where did he go?
I want to say, I don't know, but I know he went to a good team. Let's just put it that way. He went to pick for a good team this year. I got to check. You see it, let Seattle, me know, right? But I don't know. They got Myers over there. Myers ain't going nowhere.
He's actually with Atlanta. So he traded off places with Koo.
Yeah, he went indoors. See, like, you know, that's the difference. Koo was an indoor kicker. I don't think he we'll see. I'd rather have Nick Foles, man. I tell you, I was kind of sad to see him go. He was the oldest player on the team last year, too.
Right, quite.
And a game winner. He kicked a game winning field goal last year.
Nick Foles played 5-6 seasons with the Jets. Great, one of the greatest New York Jets kicker in recent history. AJ Brown. So before I get into the story, AJ Brown's been. Next week will be AJ Brown week, by the way, Anthony. We'll know where he'll end up.
Yeah.
Patriots are leading the pack, but Rams are interested. The Los Angeles Rams is interested.
If he's smart, Brown. If he's smart, he'll go to L.A. That's all I'm telling you. I mean, I know his favorite team is the New England Patriots as a kid. He likes the Patriots. He likes Grable as his coach. That's one of his favorite coaches that drafted him in Mike Tennessee when Tennessee. He came out.
Correct.
Who would you think will have a better season this year coming up? Would it be the Rams or the New England Patriots?
Ooh, good question. It's either or. It's 50-50 because Patriots won the Super Bowl last year. They're going to continue that rush. The Rams are good. They lost against Seattle. I would think there's a better path with the Patriots.
You think?
Yeah, I
think I don't know about that. I think it's a better,
little easier than the NFC.
You got to remember something. If Denver's quarterback didn't get hurt, I don't know about that. I'm going to say that the Rams give him a better chance of getting another Super Bowl than the New England Patriots. I would go to the Rams. Because he will definitely be in a shot for Super Bowl. He have a better quarterback, more experience, a better defense. Especially they got the two DBs they just got from Kansas City with the Rams now. That team is going to be red up and ready to go. I expect the Rams to be in the NFC division, you know, championship game. I truly believe that they're going to be there this year. Yeah, for sure.
We'll see what happens.
And it might be against the Eagles. So, yeah.
Quite something.
Well, he'll be a free agent, right? Or something like that?
Perhaps.
I'll be traded for some money or something. Yeah.
But in a week next
week. Oh, wow, man. I want to give a shout out to Coach Raymond.
Yes. Tell us about Coach Raymond. He was a special guest on the Jersey Boys.
Yeah, Coach Raymond.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, their team is playing today and tomorrow out in Raleigh for their start their championship quest for the Special Olympics basketball tournament. So I want to give a mad shout out to Coach Raymond and the East Carolina team. And come on, fellas, bring it home.
Bring it home. And who will bring it home? Spurs and at OKC tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC Peacock.
You know, I'm not going to be a hater. I'm going to stick with my San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to go with them. And hopefully they can pull it out. But we all know what's going to happen.
We're going retro 99 revenge game. We'll see if David Johnson will come
out.
Yeah,
I want San Antonio.
We've seen Tim Duncan out in the
– You mean David Robinson. David Robinson.
The
oh, yeah, David Robinson, man. Like – Nah, we don't want that. They got lucky because Ewing didn't play, but that's old news.
Anyways, before we go, Anthony, what is the best way for people to reach you? to talk to you about retro basketball back in 1999.
Oh, wow, man. You have to go to my YouTube page, Uncle Funky 685, and then you can find me at Instagram at frog.685. And you can find me at the Sportcast One with Santiago on the update for sure.
Frog is on Instagram. We're trying to get him an X account. We're working with X and negotiating with the agent and everything. So we're trying to figure that one. But you can reach us at the Sportscast One on X. We got that situated. And the Sportscast One on Instagram. And the sportscast.net, our website. Check it out. Live stories going on. French Open this weekend. Game 7 this weekend. Hockey's this weekend. The IHF.
Soccer.
Soccer. There's some friendlies. World Cup is in 2 weeks. Anthony might watch a game or two. So we got a lot going on in sports. Sports isn't stopping.
I am
going
to be locked in a little bit. Yes.
Well, there you have it. I'm off to the New Jersey.
People like you, Santiago, make people's day.
I'm going to the New Jersey Transit to go into the Madison Square Garden. Anyways, Anthony, thanks for coming.
Yeah, he can only afford tickets. Only you, Santiago. I love you, brother.
And this was your update.